Welcome to Beyond Talk Podcast, guys. This is your girl, Brittany. Did you guys miss me? I have not posted a segment since August. It has been too long, and I'm so happy to be recording. I'm so happy to be recording. It has been a long road of 2020, and in August, things just came to a halt. I was in a difficult place in my life, emotionally and mentally. I think I was just at my wit's end when it came to the pandemic, relationships, all of it. I was just really, really just numb. So, but now, you know, I'm trying to get back to my outlet, which is my podcast. And I'm just so glad that you guys are tuning in today. I have changed my times. I'm going to be posting no later than 9 a.m. on Monday. So I hope you guys stay tuned in and continue to share and post. And I hope I get my listeners back. I have a few faithfuls that have been constantly writing me, and I appreciate you guys for your love and support. I wanted to definitely start off the year right and post a segment in January, but I'm going to stay on top of being consistent every single week, posting my podcast, getting my guest speakers back, getting, you know, my special guests on my show back, and start doing my thing again. I really did miss this. I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. I hope your Thanksgiving was great. You spent a lot of time with your family, didn't eat too much. I hope you guys had a happy Merry Christmas. I hope you guys were able to love on each other. And a great New Year. I hope you guys really, really hung your hat on a good note to bring in the New Year on an even better note. So my Thanksgiving was great. I spent it with my girlfriend. My Christmas was good. Spent it with my family. My New Year's, I went home. Me and my girlfriend went home to Biloxi, Gulfport, Mississippi. And we had a blast. It was like my most favorite trip of traveling home. And Gulfport has grown so much. So I'm looking forward to going back to visit. So how have you guys been? What's new? Don't forget that you can leave me a voice message. You can respond to anything I say or talk about. So leave me a voice message. Write me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat. So you could follow me on those. On my Facebook, Brittany Carter, B-R-I-T-N-E-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Look it up. My Twitter handle's on there. My Instagram is on there. Even a couple of sites, platforms that my podcast is on. So there's several different ways that you can listen to this podcast. And you can catch up. You can listen to my old segments. Old to me. Could be new to you guys. And you guys can check them out. And, of course, support. Oh, man. So I wanted to get back into the swing of things. It feels like it's been a year since I've recorded. So I'm going to do my best. Of course, I'm going to support Black-owned businesses continuously. And I'm going to shout two Black-owned businesses out today. And these are actually two family members of mine. One is my cousin, one is my sister. And I'm going to continue to do that. I'm trying to revamp my podcast and add new things to it. And make them a little bit longer. I normally do 25 to 30 minutes. It went from 20 to 25 to 30 minute segments because I don't have the time to really edit a whole hour. And most podcast segments that I've listened to, some of my favorites, they're about an hour, hour and a half long. I love listening to them. Nothing wrong with having long-winded segments, but I personally don't have the time to edit it. You know, it's been since August since I posted. So therefore, it's just the numbness and the not having that much time has really came into play. But now I have a little more time on my hands to really be consistent with something that I started a year ago in April when the pandemic had hit. And so I'm going to get back in the swing of things. So let's talk about 2020 for a sec. It's over, right? 2020 is gone. 2020 was a nightmare to a lot of people. We lost a lot of people, y'all. And it is such a blessing. If you don't know it, it is such a blessing to be able to tune in and listen today and to be able to, you know, be alive. And I'm just so grateful that I still have my my loved ones here. I can call them up. I can tell them that I love them. I'm just so grateful. We are truly blessed. Truly, truly blessed. We got through 2020 by the, we slid on a banana peel, slid in on a banana peel. That's what my first lady used to say. But we got through it. It was tough. It was hard. And I hope that we all were able to learn a lot about ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses, things that we could better prepare for in the future if we can do that. If you have the opportunities to do that. If you don't, create your own opportunities to prepare better for anything can happen in the future, you know? Be a little more self-sufficient, or a lot more self-sufficient, you know? Tap into your instincts, you know, on survival, because a lot of people had to do that last year. People who normally didn't have to, they really had to do it. And, you know, Black Lives Matter was pushed to the, you know, to the fullest last year. And, you know, I believe in equality. I believe in everybody deserves love. I believe that we all need to be treated fairly, whether you're Black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, Asian, it don't matter. I feel like we all deserve to be happy and treated with respect. But when you have such a big gap between races, it's a huge problem. So I'm all for Black Lives Matter, as you guys know from my previous segments. So I hope that you guys are continuing to support each other and their businesses, because our generational wealth has dwindled and it's continuing to dwindle. But if we continue to support each other, or start supporting each other a lot more, we can build these businesses up to the point where we can provide jobs, we can build our communities, we could better our people, you know, we could do it ourselves. And I think that it's important that we start that if you have not started. So it's a really good thing. It's a really good thing that people are really stepping out of the comfort zone, starting these businesses, trying to grow something that's meaningful. And I really think it's a great thing. So let's support each other. Let's not sit on the sidelines and not support. We can't just sit back and watch people do it. We have to become a part of it. And we have to get in the ring with these people and support them. And that's exactly what I plan to do and continue to do. So I think I've already told you guys I'm switching it to Mondays at 9 a.m. My segments no later than Mondays at 9 a.m. I want to have my segments every week. Support Black-owned businesses as well as Black-owned banks. Switch over. Try them out. I'm still trying to experience it myself. I'm on a waiting list at a Black-owned bank, and I can't wait to open the account and experience them. Hopefully, I can open the account. I don't have perfect credit, but this is the year to do it. This is the year to really build some things that really sustain us, you know. Make a 5-year plan and continue on, you know. But I'm gonna get into all of that a little bit later. We had the election. You know, we pushed voting and registering to vote like crazy last year, and you know, we showed up and we showed the hell out. It was so beautiful. It was beautifully done, you know. And oh man, we had a year of violence last year. It was just crazy. And we got the vaccine that's come out, which people are saying they're not going to take it. There's people who are taking it. There's people who are pretending to take it. It's a lot of crazy stuff, y'all. You know, you don't know what to believe. It's so much effery around here. You know, I'm trying not to cuss on my podcast anymore. I'm going to cuss, but I'm trying not to at least say the F word. So, but yes, the election came and we showed up. We showed out at the polls, and people are really, really angry and they're mad. So they decided to start this year off on a bad foot. But we're not gonna let that affect us, right? I don't care who it was. I don't care if it was Black people. I don't care who it was. I'm not gonna let people dictate how my year is gonna start off after the year of hell that we went through. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, people. It is what it is. You know, use what you have now to you know, do better, to do what you want to do. I know that there's a lot of things that politics affect. It affects everybody. It does. But I mean, it's not the answer to, you know, to do the things that we've been seeing in the news. I'll just say that. But I hope that you guys are supporting each other's Black-owned businesses. It's very important that we do. The two Black-owned businesses that I'm going to shout out today. The first one I want to talk about is Pardon My Craft. Pardon My Craft is a business owned by Shanae Moore, aka Shay. She is addicted to making crafts, and the crafts that she make is like, you know, they have the diaper baskets or the diaper cakes or housewarming cakes, things like that, that you can give as a gift. She put those things together so beautiful, and she have pictures of all of her different crafts ideas, and not even half of them are posted. She's just getting everything started on a public end. She's been doing crafts for years, so this is nothing new to her. She's really, really seasoned in that area of crafts and putting things together and making gifts. I put in me an order to make some custom dish towels for kitchen, you know, like the mitten, the dish towels, and the, you know, stuff like that. She put it together so beautifully. She didn't just give me towels with wording on it. She put it together so I could present it as a gift. It was gift ready, pretty much. you know. So I really love her crafts. She has vinyl, she puts t-shirts, she makes t-shirts, put wording on t-shirts. She do really unique styles, and a lot of people, you don't see the styles that you see on her t-shirts in stores. So I encourage you guys to look in the description of my podcast. You'll see her Instagram link, Pardon My Craft by Shanae Moore, aka Shay. She has different crafts to make diaper cakes, housewarming gift cakes. She has bouquets that's made out of different things, candy, etc. She has a lot of different ideas as far as making printing. She can pretty much put printing on anything. She beautifully made this cutting board, and it was for some new homeowners for a housewarming gift. And she put their name on the cutting board because they are food fanatics pretty much, and they love to cook. And she made that for them. It was beautifully made. They loved it. I think that that's just going to be the main thing that people look at when they come in their house. So I encourage you guys to go to the description of the podcast, Pardon My Craft. Look at the IG page. The link is in there. And I encourage you guys to go and follow, share, invest, support, and repeat, right? So thank you, Shanae Moore, aka Shay, for letting me shout your business out. Pardon My Craft. She is highly addicted to crafts, and she does a beautiful job. So I really encourage you guys to go and check her out. The next Black owned business I want to shout out is Unique Faith Lashes LLC by Mr. Robert Holt. He is in Gulfport, Mississippi. I am so excited to shout him out. I didn't even know that he had a business out until he posted it. And the moment he posted it, I wrote him and went ahead and put in my order for lashes. So the lashes are very elegant. They're easy to apply. And I'm not a person to put on lashes with glue. And when I say they were easy to apply, I wore them more than once. They last. They're not cheap lashes. They're really good quality lashes, and they're really good. He priced them really good, so they won't tear your mouth out. He sent me about 5 or 6 pair. I've worn about 3 pair, and I've worn them multiple times, and I have them in my makeup kit in my bathroom. Unique Faith Lashes LLC. I dare you guys to go and check out the link in the description of the podcast. Check out his Facebook page, support and like and follow him. They're really easy to apply. They're really elegant. They're beautifully made. You can wear them to the club. You can wear them to work. He has all different types of styles. He even names his different styles of lashes, so you guys could keep up with the ones that you really like. You can have your favorites and things like that, or you can get all of them. They're really beautifully priced. He sent them in the mail. I had them within like the same week. He was very easy to contact. He was swiftly, replying to me. So go and support, man. It's a beautiful business. Unique Faith Lashes LLC. His link is in the description of the podcast. And so is Part of My Craft by Miss Shanae Moore, aka Shay. I dare you guys to go support, share, and repeat. Okay. All right. So what I wanted to talk about today, I wanted to talk about 2021. Of course, I got to start the year off by talking about, going into 2021. Now, these are not New Year's resolutions. I don't want to talk about or mention New Year's resolutions after this. It's not resolutions, y'all. We hear that every year. We hear New Year, New Me, New Year, New Me. Let's talk about new mindsets. Let's talk about new mindsets, and let's talk about what we're going to stop doing in 2021. It's a process. We're going to have to change, and we have to grow. We're going to have to learn from what we went through this past year, and we're going to have to put our feet to the pavement and get to work. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got people who are depending on us to really make it happen. We got our family, our kids. It is really time to put our feet to the pavement in 2021 and make it happen. So I want to talk about the things that we want to stop doing. Maybe you need some ideas of what you want to stop doing in 2021. Maybe you didn't have long enough to really think about it. But man, it's a lot of people who put their fist in their hand and said, I want to stop this. I want to change this. I want this to look like this. I want to be like this. I want to be this person or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People are trying to really grow into the person they're meant to be. And once you grow into that person you're meant to be, you grow again. It's a constant thing. It's life. We live and we learn and we grow. So I encourage you guys to get on the bandwagon, live, learn, grow, and just be your beautiful selves and be the best beautiful self that you can be, really. So let's talk about what we want to leave behind. and leave behind in 2020. And that's pretty much my whole saying for this whole New Year's thing. Is let's look forward and let's not look backwards. Looking forward and not looking backwards. And that's what we have to do this year. Because if we keep talking about what happened last year and complain about what didn't happen last year for us, man, we're just going to live in the past. We have to talk about what we can make happen this year in spite of the challenges that may come our way. Nobody said it's going to be easy, but we're going to make it happen anyway. I know some people who are getting ready to graduate from college, and they have children that they had to homeschool at the same time they had to homeschool themselves. And they made it through to the point to where they're almost finished. There's people who have decided to start a business in a time that freaking income was restricted. People were not making money, but they got it off the ground and they're doing really well and they're just growing. It's a lot of different things that's good that happened last year. I feel like it was the fuel to really put people on a whole nother level and catapult them through 2021 and end it on such a high note. So what do we want to stop in 2021? We want to stop letting others' ideas invade what we got going on. Whether it's a relationship, a job, an idea, a dream. If that's something that you want to do, then do it. If you want to move, move. If you want to be in a relationship with someone that makes you very happy and it's a healthy relationship, be in that relationship. Sometimes you got to learn how to just only fool with people on certain levels. Some people you can't get advice from no more. The people you've been talking to in 2020, you might have to cut them fools off completely or on that level of advice. Seek counsel from people that's on your level or higher. You can't seek counsel from people who are going to hate on you, who are going to pull you back, who are going to criticize you for changing, who are going to criticize you for growing, because when you grow, you're going to change. So people can't encourage you to grow and then expect you not to change and then criticize you for changing. Don't encourage people to go into a new territory and not expect for them to change. Like, come on. This pandemic and everything that happened in 2020 has really changed a lot of people. And you can't expect them not to change. Now, I'm talking about a good, healthy change. Some people do change for the worse. And we just have to love and pray for them and speak to them on a pure intention type of level. You have to really encourage them to, you know what I'm saying, to do better. We're all adults here. We're responsible for our own happiness. Nobody else is responsible for our happiness. You can't resent people for letting them hold you back. And I refuse to let that happen. Whether it's family, whether it's friends, I don't give a shit. I live my life. I'm the one who's going to close my eyes for the final time and wonder, did I really do everything I wanted to do? I'm going to let that soak in. Anyways, we're going to stop settling for less. You know, these relationships that we settle for, we're going to have to stop settling for less. Know what you're worth, know what you want, and go for it. Let people know that you have boundaries and you're not going below the belt. You're not going below that. It's a line that you have and you're not going to go past that line. It's something that you want to do and something you want to embrace. So don't let anybody hold you back. You're going to have to really flourish in that and you know, you're going to have to not settle for something that you feel that doesn't fulfill you. You're okay, but you're not happy. You're not fulfilled. You know that there's another level of happiness that you can reach and you feel it's not with that person. Then don't stick around. Be honest with them because they deserve the truth and so do you. So don't settle. Let's stop settling in 2021. Let's make it happen with ourselves to be real with ourselves and be honest with others about what we want. Okay. Let's stop making promises to each other and ourselves and do not follow through. You know, every New Year's, we talk about losing weight. We talk about saving money. We talk about starting businesses. We talk about loving someone the way they're supposed to be loved. Man, let's stop making promises. Let's stop making promises that we cannot follow through with. Let's start following through with what we really want to do. You know what I'm saying? Make a plan. Make it make sense, first of all. Stop making unrealistic promises. You're not going to lose 100 pounds in 30 days. You're not going to save $1 million in 30 days. You're just not going to do it. Unless you just make that much money, you hit the lottery, please. You know, do it. But make realistic plans and promises to yourselves and other people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to stop being unrealistic and be realistic and reasonable. All right, what else we want to stop? We're going to stop doing the same thing every year and not growing and changing. Stop being comfortable because you're scared of what people will think. Stop being comfortable because you're scared to fail. people are going to fail over and over again. You're going to fail sometimes, but you pick yourself up and you learn and you do it again. And I promise you, you won't regret it. So we have to stop doing the same thing every year and not growing and changing. If you're in a relationship with someone that doesn't want you to grow and change, that's not a relationship for you. I'm sorry. It's not. You got to tell them all the time that, you know what I'm saying, the things that you want to do, and they don't lift a finger to try to encourage you or help you or support you. They're not for you. Be with someone, a partner who dreams with you and also supports your dreams. They want to make it happen with you. You know what I'm saying? Someone who understands, you know what? I want you to be happy. And if this fulfills you, I'm by your side. I got you. Seek those type of relationships and things like that. If you're in one now, have a conversation and let them know this is what I need. And if they for it, shoot, then great. If they're not, then you need to hit that dough. What else we want to do? We want to stop planning to do, basically stop planning things and not following through with it. As far as like, do what you planned to do years ago, especially as a couple. Don't sit on dreams that you guys planned 5 years ago and you say every year that you're going to do it and you don't do it. Do it together. It's important that we do it together. It's important that we do it. You know what I'm saying? It's important that we have each other's support, especially in a relationship. So something else that we need to stop doing is standing on the sidelines, not getting involved and not supporting. We watch the news. We watch each other out in the real world. We see some people struggling. We see some people trying to get their businesses off the ground. Now, I'm not saying everybody is able to help and support, but there's a lot of free ways that you can help support each other. You can share on Facebook. You can share it to your friends and tell them, hey, can you follow this account? You could do all types of things like that. It's just a clicks of fingers. We sit and argue with people writing paragraphs all day to cuss somebody out and prove a damn point. But we can't put our fingers to the phone and tell 20 people, 15 people, 10 people, 5 people, hey, follow this Instagram or this Facebook. This is a business that I think is going to flourish and this person needs support or whatever. Or if you buy something from them, you post it on your page and you support. It's free. It's free. You're not doing too much. You're doing what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to help and support each other, whether you're black, white, or whatever. We need to support each other, y'all. We need to stop not having boundaries to protect our value and self-love. But there's some boundaries that, you know, your values, your morals, and things like that, you're going to have to stop crossing those lines. Reset your expectations for yourself so you won't end up putting yourself in a position where you hate yourself, resent yourself, or somebody else. You want to make sure that you are loving yourself to the fullest. And by doing that is by saying no to things that is not for you, saying no to things that you don't want to do, saying yes to things that you want to do, saying yes to things that are for you. That's self-love, knowing who you are, knowing your worth, and knowing what you're not going to do and sticking by it. You know what I'm saying? Stop getting yourself involved in unhealthy things that are not for you. Another thing we need to stop doing is blaming ourselves for past failures and move forward. Stop blaming ourselves. We don't forgive others for them. We forgive others for ourselves. We don't stop hating others for them. We stop hating others for ourselves because it's not for them. It's for ourselves. We have to really, the way that I feel like we love ourselves is by forgiving and not hating each other and loving each other. You know what I'm saying? The last thing that I want to say about what we can stop doing, and this is something that's from my heart, because I'm getting to a close. Stop hating who you are and be honest with yourself and others. Be honest with yourself. Don't hate who you are. Find out who you are. Experience different things about yourself. Discover different things about yourself. Know who you are and love who you are. Love where you've been because it brought you to the point to where you are now. Embrace it. Forgive yourself. Move forward. This is the year for us to really make a lot of things right that went really wrong last year. And it probably brought us to the point where we can't even look at ourselves in the mirror. And it's a sad thing. And when I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes because it really hurts my heart to know or to see people who hate themselves. Only you can be your worst enemy. Your worst enemy. Man, pick your head up. Go tell yourself in the mirror, even if it hurts you. Tell yourself in the mirror every day, I love you. And forgive yourself. Stop resenting yourself or anybody else. Stop blaming yourself and just move forward. See what it is that you could do to make things better. Apologize to who you need to apologize to. If they don't accept it, that's fine. You don't forgive others for others. You don't forgive others for others. You do it for yourself because you know that you had the courage to go and speak your piece about it and move forward. Move forward with your life. Learn how to feed people with a long-handled spoon. If I'm saying it right, you have to learn how to do that. It's a very hard process to cut people off because some people can't cut people off. We're all meant to be connected. We're meant to be connected to somebody. We're meant to be connected to friends, family, and things like that. But there's some people you're going to have to cut off because God will lead us in a direction and we'll be connected to the people that we're supposed to be connected to, whether it's for a lifetime or a season. But please stop hating who you are and be honest with yourself. Whether it's got something to do with your sexuality, whether it's got something to do with something that you like, or it's got something to do with anything. Be honest with yourself, man. It's important that you do. Stop hating who you are and be who you are. Discover who you are and build that self-love for you so you can build the foundation for you and your family or your future family. You know what I'm saying? Only you can do that. Don't be a bum because you want to hate yourself. I'm just saying. But anyways, guys, it felt so good to record today. It's been since August. I'm changing my days to post to Mondays no later than 9 a.m. I said in the beginning that you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Snapchat. My handles are on my Facebook page. So Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER. I am on several different platforms now. The last segment that I was platform that I was introduced to was iHeartRadio. I'm on Google Podcasts, Spotify, I'm on Breaker, I'm on Radio Public, and I'm on two other platforms that I got to figure out what those platforms are. But I am on about 8 or 9 different platforms. So there's several ways that you guys can take a listen. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to, you know, pay for anything on some of these platforms. I think the only one that I know of is Spotify. iHeartRadio is pretty much free and you can go and listen there. So if you guys have any questions, comments, or something that you want to say or conversate about, please leave a voice message or hit me up, like and share. And I will be posting these segments right when I post them. So if you can, just share them on your Facebook or your Instagram. It's really, really appreciated. I'm trying to get my followers up. They've slowly been growing, but I want to get them up. I have a goal for this summer. Then I'll have another goal for the end of the year for my followers, for my podcast and my Instagram and my Facebook. So I really appreciate you guys. You guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful rest of your week. And I used to always say, don't forget to register to vote at the end of all of my segments. But I'll just say this at the end of my segments. Don't forget to love yourself. And don't forget to love someone else. You guys have a beautiful week. Sometimes I'm mystery, sometimes I'm free, depending on my mood, on my attitude. Sometimes I wanna roll or stay at home, walking contradiction against some factual and fiction. A little crazy, little sexy, little cool, little rough around the edges, but I keep it smooth. I'm always left to center, and it's right where I belong. I'm the random minor note you hear in major songs, and I like that.